we still have to keep GMRS and amateur radio separate since they're, they're classified as two different things under the FCC.
Yeah, well, different communities of users. And,
correct.
Yeah, I mean, my goal with the GMRS is to empower people
yes.
to communicate for themselves. Like my wife, she's never going to be a ham. She's not going to take an exam, and that's fine. She's a nurse, and they have different interests and stuff. But she's perfectly comfortable picking up the mic on the GMRS and
I agree with Cody. We have to, have
separate funds.
You have to keep that line.
All times. I think we all agree.
It could be, like I said, when it comes to that side, we can still have the support that we support this stuff, but it can't be part of the assets and corporation of
Para.
Yeah.
So what happens then if somebody makes a donation to the GMRS fund for towards, let's say, batteries for the GMRS? Are those batteries considered? They have to be considered Para property.
No.
They can't.
Well, whose property are they?
It's whatever person's donating them the money to who owns the repeater.
That's why I'm concerned when you want to have a donate button on our Para website for a GMRS.
It's
I don't think you can.
No, you can link. You can have a link on the site saying. If you want to use a family-friendly or family-usable or resource radio system, we can put a redirect on there that take you to that page, but you can't associate both of them because of tax and legal issues with the FCC. Because they're classified under
We probably can have that discussion somewhere else, but I still don't understand that. I'd like to understand it, but
I
think it's going to get technical.
Can you do commercial business on GMRS?
Yes, you can, yeah.
That's the issue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But my policy written on the site for the repeater on Rattlesnake is no commercial activity, and I did that partly because Center County's donating the use of the site, and I knew that wasn't going to fly. So
sure.
if you specifically state no commercial activity and you enforce that, then it's a volunteer thing. Why is it different just because of the ban?
Because of parts that are licensed under the FCC, and if we want us to be part of the ARRL, that would be violation because it's not part of amateur.
It's not in the
resources.
Amateur band.
A practical reason for that, or is that just snobbishness of the amateur community towards
GMRS? It's a whole different system.
Yeah, it's a completely different.
But why does that affect? Why our organization?
Amateur radio
keep separate funds and do both. I mean, if we decided to have a child care facility under Para, why couldn't we do that? I mean, and have a fund for that.
It just becomes complexity that you don't need in day-to-day operations. That's what it boils down to, and you don't want to have to be concerned of like where this resource came from.
So
to make life simple, if you haven't separated, in amateur radio parts, we are basically authorized to use whatever means of communication within our band, practices with whatever hardware we want, and we can utilize that spectrum.
Yep.
For GMRS, you are limited to a particular part radio system and protocol.
Yeah, but we're talking about the funding. We're not talking about the actual operation. We're just talking about funding the equipment.
Correct.
Why could that not be handled under this organization?
Because it's amateur is completely separate. You are responsible for that repeater. The club
as
is not. It's not under it. It's not covered under the amateur radio situation.
For the ARRL, we have repeater trustees. Each person that is a repeater trustee is a responsible person in charge of a repeater. We have three repeater trustees, technically, or is it four? But each repeater we have, call signs are different, each location is a different repeater trustee. Whereas, and that is associated with our club and with the single person that is responsible for our communication hall. That is a club-based resource. Where GMRS, you define it by a single entity, a family group. It's the way the part system works.
Okay. Yeah, the family. So with my call sign being on those two repeaters.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's considered my personal thing that I'm totally... Okay.
Yes.
So basically then, maybe we shouldn't have a GMRS donate button on
Correct.
I mean, maybe I should have a completely different website for the GMRS.
Exactly. Yes. Redirect.
Yeah, you can have a, you can put a link there if you like to donate. Like, you can still have the GM, like the GMRS repeater, like, lists there, because that's perfectly fine. We're just providing information.
Right.
When it comes to the aspect of donation and fund towards the GMRS side of things, it has to be separate because of those different parts that the SEC guidelines. Would you
recommend that I pull that content out in a separate website?
You can leave
the information, the repeater's
fine.
There.
You just can't donate on the same exact site because they are two different entities. But if you have one of your donate thing, you can also put like a phrase like stating, if you'd like to contribute towards the GMRS resources that club members provide to the community, go here. Right. And then you can have your own site there with...
But you have, I think you have to distinguish that it's not a club
resource.
So then technically it's a members resource.
Yes.
With Center County.
You probably, you know, if you got in the weeds, you probably would. Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as you are, in a sense. I mean, you're an amateur frequency, but it's, you're self-funded. So...
Well, and we have a club. See, that's why NIR is mentioned in our MOU.
Yeah.
And it is recognized that I am a member and officer in the Network Engineers Repeater Association.
Yeah, right.
Because NIR is the insured entity.
So if we got into the weeds with this, then I'm just an individual.
I got into the weeds over that.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make certain, particularly with insurance coverage and liability up there with the county, because you're dealing with a county, attorney. And I wanted it to be clear that the county wanted to do business with me as an individual and as a resident of the county, okay? But they had to do business with me as a member and officer of NERA, because NERA is the insured entity. The liability insurance. Yeah, we went back and forth on a couple drafts on that.
Yeah, when it comes to the legal aspects and SEC guidance and the ARL and their guidelines, you can't mix the two because they are two different part classes.
Two different, yep.
According to the
FCC. Well, and the nature of the license, I get that now.
Yeah, it's an individual
license.
And the insurance company could conceivably say that you're probably covered under an amateur radio policy, correct? Liability?
They can generalize you under that if they don't understand. They'll just see it as that, but that's not your fault. That's just the way they cover your assets, in a sense, from an insurance aspect, because it's still regardless the same thing. It's, I mean, the difference is you have a single person instead of an organization as, you know, the person receiving the insurance.
Yeah.
So, from...
See, because what I'm thinking is, like, if something happens to me, I'd like the club to take over the equipment that I bought.
The club can't take it over, because it can't be licensed.
So I have to find a member of the club.
Yes, another individual.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Because I always thought, I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon. Okay. But if something happened to me, I actually told Doreen, I said, if something happens to me, I said, I want that stuff to go to the club. Now, if that means finding an individual within the club, that could work.
Yeah. That's what would have to be done.
I hate to see it be auctioned off pennies on the dollar and leave the community if the community still wants to keep it going.
The hardware can be donated, but the operations cannot.
Right.
And
right.
The license can.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah, you couldn't transfer it anyway.
Right. Yeah, because a GMRS license couldn't be held by an amateur radio club.
So I should just get used to the fact that I own the equipment,
yes.
I'm funding the equipment, and if anybody wants to donate, they have to donate to me personally.
Correct.
Yes.
Which I can just say to write me a check.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I don't have any reporting requirements then either.
Correct.
No.
If they write me the check,
it's a donation
between me and them.
If you're not taking it as a profit, you don't have to classify it as being
income.
Yes. You can write. I don't know if you can write it off as like a charitable because you're not technically licensed.
It's not enough money though. Really. It's worth it.
This is government.
You need to consult your own accountant, your personal accountant.
Yeah.
That's what you need to have that assistance, but.